morning. I hope all of you are doing well. So just a few things maybe about our first two readings, and I really want to focus on the Canaanite woman. But we see that Joseph has gone away from his family. He was exiled, sold into slavery by his brothers. And in Egypt, he spent his time, I'm sure, wrestling with the idea that he had been expelled from his family, expelled from what was comfortable. He also made a life for himself, and he sought the meaning of his life in his faith. He reaches that, and our reading doesn't really do it justice for the struggle that he must have had to get to it. When he says to his brothers, "You didn't send me into Egypt, God did, and it was to preserve life." For him to be able to get to that point of saying, "I have gone through all of these things in my life, but I understand that there is here, I have seen why God, how God has been in this experience, and I understand that it is so that I will continue to, that I am able to foster and encourage life and the life of Israel." So Joseph has gone from a place of his family to an uncomfortable place, a new place. He's a stranger in the strange land of Egypt. And it is there that he has to look for God. He doesn't have the ability to look for God in his family or where he came from. He has to look for God where he is. And it is a strange place. So he has to look for God in new ways. The second reading is really about a similar thing, that Paul is kind of bragging a little bit about how he is so much a good Jew. And yet that isn't what really is important. What is important is faith in the one Lord, faith in Jesus. And it is this faith that unites us. Paul had to go from his place of comfort to a new place. He had to fall off his horse. He had to figure out that really he was looking for God in the old ways and that God was in front of him. He needed to look for God in the present moment where he was. And so he did that. And he's encouraging everybody who's got this idea, "Oh, it's just this one group that can see God clearly," to say, "No, wait a minute. God is everywhere. We have to look for God." That's our motivation, our understanding in life, is that we have to seek God. So now we're over here to the gospel. And we hear the first part of this very kind of a clear and graphic statement of people arguing, as we like to do, about who's doing the right thing. "Well, it's got to be me. I don't eat anything but vegetables." "Well, it's got to be me. I don't eat anything but meat." "Or frankly, I'm a Franciscan, so I'd love to eat ice cream all the time. I must be the holiest." And Jesus is saying so clearly to everybody, here's the truth, folks. Let me just tell it to you. What happens about your heart is what makes you clean or unclean, not what goes into you. It's your heart. What's in your heart that makes you clean? So if the comfort zone that we all grew up in was these people are in and those people are out, we have to step outside that comfort zone. Because the revelation of Jesus is God is everywhere and in everyone. Well, how do we get that? Good. The lovely thing about the gospel is that it contrasts the people that are so concerned about their cleanliness with a Canaanite woman. They were worse than the Samaritans. Oh my gosh, the Samaritans were kind of close. They just worshiped on the wrong mountain. But the Canaanites, Oh, pew, bad. No. And so we have this wonderful little story, which to our contemporary ears sounds a little cheeky, maybe, from the Canaanite woman, but it really is an exchange of kind of a verbal, just they're sparring a little bit. And that's a pretty common thing in that culture. It's common to today where there's kind of this verbal give and take. And that's what's going on. The disciples are still stuck in, send her away. She's yelling at us and she's not one of us and she's a Canaanite. Ew. And Jesus says, hey, let's look at this a little bit differently. And so he also has to find God in a new place. He's showing us that. See, nobody would think to look at a Canaanite and think, yeah, God is there. Because they're just way, they're at the far end of it. And Jesus is saying, let's look. So we have this wonderful little interchange where she wants her daughter to be healed. And Jesus really doesn't say anything. The disciples want her to get gone. And then Jesus says this thing about, oh, I was only sent for the lost sheep. Now, who might that be? The lost sheep of Israel. Israel are the people of God. So again, I'm going to ask you this question. Who are those lost sheep? Well, everybody that you can see on your Zoom screen this morning, we're lost sheep. Oh, and just look out your window if you can. I can't see anybody outside my window. But everybody's a lost sheep of Israel. We are all God's people. And Jesus is going to prove that point shortly. So the woman says to him, Lord, please help me, please. And he said, oh, I don't even think you're fit for the crumbs off the master's table. And she says to him, you know what? Even the dogs get to eat the crumbs off the table. Now, what's going on there? This is this jesting, this verbal sparring. He's setting her up and she's responding. What she is telling him and us is that she sees the sacredness of even the crumbs. Now, think about that. We have to go from those places of comfort to those new and strange places. We would look at a loaf of bread and say, this is worthy to be eaten. And the Canaanite woman is willing to say, you don't understand yet. All of the bread is sacred. All of it. She teaches us that we need to look for God, even in the crumbs, even in the places that we think are just dust. We need to look for God in new ways. And it is this response that Jesus says to her and affirms her faith. By your faith, this will happen. He affirms the faith of a Canaanite woman, much to the amazement of everybody sitting around saying, how is this possible? We're arguing about who's eaten what to be holy. And Jesus has just said to this woman, your faith is great. Jesus is saying to her, as she says, I see the sacredness in the crumbs. Jesus is saying, I see the sacredness of faith in you. All of us have to look for God in new places, in places that sometimes we're not comfortable. And we would like to look for God in the places that were traditional, and customary. There's nothing wrong with any of those. But when we are in a new land, meeting a new person, being in a new place, we have to look for God there also. In fact, it is the call of the Holy Spirit always to discover the other, the presence of God in the other. Why is that? God is the ultimate other. And God, as the ultimate other, has said, God is within us and for us. This is why we are called to discover God in new ways. There's always, always someone that can teach us a new way of seeing God, of loving neighbor, of loving ourselves. Even the crumbs are sacred. Blessings to you, beloved. I hope you find a lot of crumbs today in your life.